Welcome to Mondays with Miles. Here on the program, we've spoken about in the past Division III's burgeoning membership and the possibility of restructuring. We've seen survey results, Dr. Brand, and more than 8 of 10 Division III institutions supported keeping the division as it currently exists. Can you give us some background on the survey results?
Well, the discussion's been going on for about a year now. We have a Division III for several reasons, including growth, as you point out. Was considering either breaking into subdivisions or potentially even breaking into two divisions. That discussion took place at our convention in earnest with the presidents and others as well, and there were large forums. Even before that time, we had agreed that we really need to hear from the members. The NCAA is a membership organization, membership-driven organization, and you will only act in ways that your members want you to do that. So we sent out a very comprehensive survey, and you're right, Josh, it came back and said the large majority, over 80% of the members, were comfortable in the current situation and felt that the pattern of growth and the differences in perspective did not warrant any splits in terms of subdivisions or even a division. So as far as I'm concerned, it's off the table for now.
Why do you think that Division III institutions are so happy with the way things are? I mean, there are almost 440-some institutions right now and growing. It could present some sorts of problems.
It will present problems over time. This was a chance to anticipate the problems and see if in a systematic way you can make the group smaller, which meant more access to championships, for example. I think most of those who spoke up said, well, they do understand there may be some problems in terms of growth and size down the road. At the present time, they're comfortable in the arrangement, even if it means, in some cases for some sports, changing the ratio of participation opportunities for different schools in those championships. They felt that the costs, the difficulties in creating subdivisions in a new division did not warrant that split, even if there were some reasons, and not everyone agreed that there were any reasons, but to the extent there were some reasons, they didn't feel that those were overpowering.
Do you think that there's a difference in the philosophy of some Division III institutions? Maybe some institutions aren't necessarily concerned with access to those championships, while others are.
I think that's part of it. Some are comfortable with their competitive environment. A lot of the Division III schools look more towards conference play than they do to national championship play. There are differences in philosophy as represented by the difference in voting that's taken place over the last several years, but they felt the similarities amongst Division III, the non-scholarship division, and the coherence of that division overwhelmed any differences that they might have, and that there may be other ways to work through those differences.
Do you think it's naive of the membership to choose maybe a reactive approach 10, 15 years down the road as opposed to a proactive approach that we were looking at here before the survey results came back?
I wouldn't describe it that way. I would think that they're comfortable where they are right now, and they'll look within the context of where we are right now to solve whatever issues there are in terms of the size and differences of point of view of the members in the division. They like the idea of being in Division III. They feel good about Division III. You know, this is a positive. This says we like Division III. Mm-hmm. We like who we are and where we are. One might interpret this not negatively, but positively, and I think that's the best interpretation of what happened, the appropriate interpretation, that they're comfortable in the division. They like being associated with the schools that are in the division. They like the conference cohesion they have. They like the competitive opportunities. They like the branding and marketing, if you let me put it that way. So they don't see any compelling reason to change, for the most part, despite some other differences that may arise between groups of members.
You said off the table. Does that mean these conversations are done, over, as of right now?
We had two committees, one from Division III itself, and one an executive committee looking at these issues. We have a sunset of both committees. Both committees are no longer functioning because the issue is closed. What happens in 5, 10, 15 years from now when the membership in Division III feels that, well, maybe the issues have become more demanding than they have been in the past, and they need to be addressed at that time. Whenever the members tell us that they're ready to do that, we will. We won't do it without the membership actually asking us to do it. And these kinds of major decisions, it really is membership-led, and unless there's strong movement by the members to do it, there's no reason for the national office to continue to press on this.
You know, Dr. Brand, that gets me thinking. We had more than 8 out of 10 schools that weren't in favor of the restructuring. What about those that were in favor? What do those 80 to 90 schools do?
Well, there's interesting, there's diversity of opinion within that small group as well. Some want to see a much more restrictive, some want to see a less restrictive approach. It isn't that group is uniform in itself. And there are other opportunities for some of those schools if they so wish. For example, some may wish to move into Division II, which is a limited scholarship division. Some people understand and argue that Division II's limited scholarship approach is a very good enrollment management tool and is very attractive to some students who like to play sports. And most of the private institutions, for example, will give some discount on their tuition. So discounting has relevant similarities to scholarships to some degree. So there may be some opportunities for a few of them to move into Division II. Not all of them, obviously. But I think in this case, the large majority does control.
Well, it will be interesting to keep our eyes on potential movement. Dr. Brand, thanks for the background information.
It's a pleasure.